Good morning, I'm Neva Reti Manu, and this is your morning news fix for Tuesday, 26th of March. In this update, Christopher Luxon says New Zealand needs continuous improvement of emergency management response. His comments come after major operational issues in the civil defence response to Cyclone Gabrielle were revealed in an independent review. It found staff were overwhelmed and underprepared, and the emergency management system on a national level is not fit for purpose. The Prime Minister says the government is focused on learning from the event and actioning the recommendations made.
I think there'll be a series of really good feedback that'll come out of both reports that actually will be very useful for us to actually change the way we operate going forward.
Questions about the cost of the complexity associated with targeted help for childcare costs. Under the government's Family Boost policy, parents and caregivers will be able to claim back up to 25% of childcare costs from July. Council of Christian Social Services Nikki Hurst says if everyone got the payment, we wouldn't need lots of people checking the right people are getting it. And she says superannuation is an example of a universal payment. A message of reassurance from Gisborne Police after a massive brawl which left two people dead. Family have named the man who was celebrating his 21st birthday on Saturday night as one of those who died. Three people remain in hospital, two are stable and one is in a critical condition. A 29-year-old man's appeared in court on a charge of injuring with intent to cause grievous bodily harm and has been remanded in custody until April. Taita Whiti Acting Area Commander Darren Puckey says police have reached out to schools, iwi and others in the community.
We've got this and we're here for our community and we are able to reassure them to say, hey, yep, we're in a good space right now.
Alarm among frontline clinicians over police plans to attend fewer mental health-related incidents. They're concerned people experiencing a psychological crisis could fall through the cracks. While a new health-led system is established, police, the Ministry of Health and Health New Zealand have developed a five-year plan where officers have a more limited role. Mental Health Minister Matt Ducey expects to receive that report very soon and for it to be presented to Cabinet in April or May. An investigation into the lessons learned from the pandemic in New Zealand has attracted 11,000 submissions. The public were asked to give feedback on the terms of reference for the Royal Commission of Inquiry through an online portal. Concern for the country's glaciers. A decades-long survey by NIWA shows a rising snow line on our glaciers, which is accelerating. The glaciers appear smashed and shattered due to enduring ice loss. Canterbury University glaciologist Heather Purdy says she's been completing ground surveys on the glaciers for years and this time there was very little snow.
We've been running the program for 14 years and I think in that time we've only had about 1 year where the glacier gained more snow and ice than it was melting.
In sport, New Zealand rugby boss Mark Robinson is saluting the competitive nature of this year's super season, which he claims has boosted ratings year on year. Injuries have hit two NRL halfbacks. The Panthers' Nathan Cleary will miss up to a month with a hamstring strain, and the Eels' Mitchell Moses is sidelined for up to 2 months with a fractured foot. Northern Districts are 152-4 in reply to Wellington's 323, halfway through the four-day Plunkett Shield cricket decider in Hamilton. I'm Neva Reti Manu, and that's your latest news fix. We'll be back with the next update at midday from the Newstalk ZB newsroom.